In Nairobi today, opposition leader Mwai Kibaki took the oath of office as Kenya's third president. His victory in Friday's election marks the first time in the East African nation's history that the Kenya African National Union, or KANU, party has been removed from power. Kibaki of the National Rainbow Coalition, or NARC, has promised to reform, rebuild, and revitalize Kenya. As NPR's Jason Bobian reports from Nairobi, Kenyans are optimistic that he'll be successful.
Hundreds of thousands of people converged on Uhuru Park in Nairobi this morning to watch President Daniel Arap Moi hand the presidency to his longtime critic Mwai Kibaki. Many in the crowd booed President Moi and shouted bye-bye when he took the podium. Kibaki, on the other hand, drew wild cheers, and the sea of people in front of him waved NARC's two-finger salute. Kibaki's speech focused on Kenya's woes. He said he's inheriting a country ravaged by years of misrule, rampant corruption, failing infrastructure, and deepening poverty.
There has been a wide disconnect between the people and government, between people's aspirations and the government's attitude towards them.
Kibaki has pledged to eliminate government corruption, privatize poor-performing state-owned enterprises, end patronage, rebuild the nation's dilapidated roads, and offer free primary school education to all Kenyan children.
The task ahead is enormous. The expectations are high. The challenges are intimidating. But I know that with your support and cooperation, we shall turn all our problems into opportunities.
The nation's last two presidential elections, both won by Moi, left hundreds of people dead and a bitter taste in many Kenyans' mouths. This election returned a spirit of optimism to the country. Taxi drivers, shopkeepers, boys on the street beam and say that Kenya is now going to be a great country. Its natural resources won't be squandered, its economy will turn around, life will be good. Leaving Uhuru Park, Amon Andik says Kenya has just freed itself from the dictatorship of KANU and Daniel Arap Moi. Andik says it won't be difficult for Kibaki to get Kenya's government and economy back on track.
Very, very easy. Very, very easy. Because, for one, we are overtaxed citizens. Our Kenyans are overtaxed. The resources are there. If our resources are managed well, those things can be done.
But the greatest challenge facing the Kibaki government may be that the NARC opposition isn't much of a departure from Moi's corrupt government. Kibaki served as Moi's finance minister and later as Moi's vice president in the 1980s. Until just a few months ago, many of the leaders of the National Rainbow Coalition were still members of the ruling KANU party. One of the top officials in NARC, George Saitoti, was Moi's vice president as recently as this August and has been tied to a scandal that stole hundreds of millions of dollars from Kenya's treasury. Philip Ningiro, a political science professor at the University of Nairobi, says Kibaki was never known to publicly criticize Moi while working for him. And Ningiro says Kibaki and most of the other NARC leaders matured politically in the very system they spent this campaign saying they will overhaul.
The people managing the change now, their past credentials do not really qualify them to preside over fundamental change.
While it's unclear whether Kibaki can actually bring change to this struggling nation, for now, Kenyans seem more than happy to let him try. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Nairobi.